BBC News with Debbie Russ. The Spanish government is to take control of Catalan institutions, having sacked the regional government and parliament. Attention is focused on the government headquarters to see if Catalonia's deposed leader, Carles Puigdemont, turns up for work. The Hollywood star Kevin Spacey has apologised after the Star Trek actor Anthony Rapp accused him of making a sexual advance towards him 3 decades ago when Mr. Rapp was only 14. Women's groups are to stage a protest outside a film archive in France where the director Roman Polanski is due to attend a retrospective of his work. Mr. Polanski has pleaded guilty to having unlawful sex with a minor 40 years ago. It's expected that the first charges will be announced in the US investigation of alleged Russian interference in last year's presidential election. The first arrest could be made today, Monday. The authorities in the southern Philippine city of Marawi say they're working to restore services so more people can return to their homes. The military has just spent several months driving out militants aligned with the Islamic State group. An Ethiopian with dual Dutch nationality is to go on trial in The Hague, accused of multiple war crimes in Ethiopia in the late 1970s. Eshetu Alamu is accused of ordering the execution of 75 people during a series of bloody purges known as the Red Terror. Iraqi troops are expected to deploy once more at a strategic border post between Turkey and Iraqi Kurdistan. There have been clashes there between Kurdish forces and the Iraqi military, but talks were held on Sunday to resolve the dispute. Storms sweeping through northern Europe have left at least 6 people dead in Germany, Poland and the Czech Republic. They were killed by drowning and by falling trees. In Germany, Hamburg city centre has been flooded. BBC News.